The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Join us next week when the regular hosts will be back with a few new episodes of original programming.
And Angela Day.
Whatever gaze is about to begin, hello listeners, hello people who are on their commute home, hello people who are sitting at home wondering what this show is all about. It's not about a lot. I just play music that I think is cool, and you're currently tuned into CKW 95.9 FM. We're broadcasting from the fourth and a half floor of the University of Winnipeg, and today's going to be a great set. It's all over the place, I tell you. We got punk, we got dad rock, we got a couple of my favorites from Real Love Summerfest that I was not able to play from last week due to time, and I think we're going to start off with that. You know, keep things recent and fresh in memory. And I'll fade out one of my favorite songs of all time. I always open the show with Helvetia because I just think the guitar riffs on it are wonderful and an excellent jump-off point into whatever I play. First up in the set, we have the song Willow by the band She's Green, one of the artists I was extremely happy to catch at Real Love Summerfest. They're a little bit of the shoegaze revival scene, but they sound a little bit different than Glixen or Full Body 2. or Julie, and they're really popping off right now. They're just from Minnesota, but they just broke 400,000 monthly listeners, doing national tours, opening a theater tour for a band called Soft Cult. So hopefully they come back to Winnipeg before it's too late and they cost too much money to book. And then after that, we have Sour Widows from the Bay Area. Again, one of the touring bands from Real Love Summerfest that I really, really enjoyed. It seemed like they had a great time, too. They were crowd surfing during the very last set of the evening, so that was really fun to see. And the rest of the set is a blast. I'm excited. I hope you guys stay tuned into the show to listen to me ramble about bands and events that are coming up. And, yeah, it's going to be a good one. Up next is Willow by She's Green.
We'll be right back.
And that was Sour Widows with the song Witness. Again, one of the favorite bands I saw at a Real Summer Fest. And also, when I saw them, the mushrooms I took really, really kicked in. So it was a really, really fun set. But in all honesty, they were fantastic. I hope they grow to become something more based out of the Bay Area, because Bay Area is known for, you know, a lot of indie legends and a lot of hardcore punk legends, so it's hard to kind of break out of that scene nowadays. But it looks like they're doing it. They're opening for Alex G on his leg of the European tour for the new album. I think it's called Headlights. I am going to look that up right now. I'm not a huge Alex G head, but it's exciting that they... Headlights, I was correct. That they are getting to open for him. That's a huge break for an artist of that size. And again, they had a great time at the festival. They were very personal. They were willing to talk to every fan. They crowd surfed during the All-Star Band set list of covers. I think that every touring band that played Real Love Summerfest had a wonderful time at Summerfest. Whenever they were walking around or even on stage, they always said, "We had something truly beautiful here." And it's sad to see that festival go, but you know, with a festival like Real Love leaving, there's always something more in the works, which is great to know. Up next, we have some 2000s hits. I think, you know, if you were listening to this in 2000s, you're probably have one tattoo, you're balding, and you have a lot of records. But that is okay, because this music is great and a little bit Canadian. We've got Hot Hot Heat with their song Talk to Me, Dance with Me off of their album Make Up the Breakdown, and then a band I just discovered, but honestly, to call myself a music fan, I should have known this band a long time ago. It's Ted Leo and the Pharmacists with their hit single Me and Mia. My apologies. And I've just been in love with this track. I've been listening to it all week at work. My coworkers are getting pissed off at me because this is the only song I play. It's fantastic. And then after that, we have the band The Dead Milkman with the song The Girl with Strong Arm. The Girl with the Strong Arm. And I think that, you know, this song is one of The Dead Milkman's weirdest. The guitar riffs during the verse is just something else. But I hope you guys enjoy, and then after that we'll be back with some weather updates and some local show announcements. There's some good stuff coming up in the month of August, I tell you. You are listening to CKW 95.9 FM from Winnipeg, Manitoba. My name is Desmond Young. I'll be your host for the next 42 minutes, and we'll catch y'all later. Again, this is the band Hot Heat. Some nostalgia coming for you, some early college radio nostalgia coming right your way.
Dance with me in the spotlight, girl. Talk to only girl, but you're not my owner, girl. You are my only girl, but you're not my owner. You are my only girl, but you're not my owner, girl. You are my only girl, but you're not my owner. You are my only girl, but you're not my owner, girl. You are my only girl, but you're not my owner. You are my only girl, but you're not my owner, girl. You are my only girl.
As I was walking through a life one morning, the sun was out, the air was warm, but oh, 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 I was cold. And though I must have looked a half a person to tell the tale in my own version, it was oh, oh, only then that I felt in a grand tradition.
About the future, which they knew would be quite dull. was all around. Traveling through O'Hare Airport, dressed like a circus clown.
The girl with the strong arm has started licking batteries, and that's kind of strange, even for her. The girl with the strong arm would like to be a banger, but I don't think she's really sure. Using strangers to pull things over really keeps the party going. I'm not sure, but the history of Denmark may be the only thing worth knowing. Has it ever dawned on you that car accidents just might be art, and all those kids in foster care just don't think you're very smart? Down by the water on Mother's Day, in a state of perpetual bliss, stands a man with a list.
And that was Girl with the Strong Arm by the band The Dead Milkmen. Famous for the song Punk Rock Girl, but a lot of their lesser-known discography is a lot sillier, a lot weirder. That one has a lot of interesting kind of chord structure and verse, bridge, chorus progressions that I like compared to their obviously most popular song, Punk Rock Girl. Excuse me for 1 second while I adjust the mic. And I think this song's great. And then before that, we heard Me and Mia by Ted Leo. Do you believe in something beautiful? Well, then just get up and be it. One of my favorite lines from a song that I wish I knew about earlier in my life, because this is something that I totally would have been bumping to at 14, listening to all to indie songs. But man, there's so much nostalgia in that song. And I heard it for the first time last week, and it's jam-packed and beautiful and awesome. Currently for the weather, on top of the University of Winnipeg, it reads 22 degrees Celsius with a high of 27 and a low of 18. That's pretty good. The humidity is 82%, so, you know, be careful. Humidity always means that it seems hotter than it is, and it's pretty gross and muggy outside, so you're definitely going to want to change your shirt when you get back inside. Heat index is 24. It's been raining on and off the whole evening. When I was working this afternoon, it like thunderstormed for 5 minutes and then immediately stopped. So I don't know what that's going to look like, but it's going to look like something. maybe it'll rain more in the evening. I don't know. The Weather Network, it can't really tell us that much. Neither can the U Winnipeg weather site, unfortunately, which is all good. Some local shows coming up. Real of Winnipeg is putting on a show this Friday with Jamboree, Drew Capote, and Polyglots. Polyglots releasing their album just about 6 months ago, I believe, and getting lots of praise on Exclaim Canada. Jamboree, obviously local favorites, and just getting bigger and bigger and more of an audience the more I see them, and that is at Public Domain with the doors at 9, bands starting at 10, which means they're going to get an extra special midnight Jamboree start. I'm going to be there until probably 1:30 a.m. watching bands, which there's benefits to both. Definitely a mixed bill this Friday, August 8th, but a wonderful mixed bill all the same, with some indie, some post-punk, and some ethereal rap, and I'm very excited. Again, at the end of this month, TARP is having their show on August 29th, and that is with our friend Oscar, and French Class is going to be a hit, man. TARP single Meditating, I played it on the show last time I was here, or 2 weeks ago, I'm not entirely sure, but that single is literally all I've been watching on YouTube besides Magic the Gathering content. So if you have time to check out Meditating by TARP, it's everywhere but Spotify, and I think that's a big power move. Their album comes out, I believe, August 25th, and the show's on the 29th. They have vinyl for the show, and I got a sneak peek of the design, and it looks beautiful. The record's black, but the cover art is, it reminds me a lot of like the Moomins. It's not that exactly, but it's a lot of little creatures doing cozy forest things, and I'm excited to hear all the songs live. TARP is one of the bands that I think is very moving, no matter what you came into the show with assumptions beforehand that will always prove you wrong and be beautiful in their own right. And they are so tight as musicians. They're, I think my friend Hayes said, they are so sonically locked in to each other that they don't even pay attention to the audience. And I think that's quite true. And that is a good thing, because they are fantastic. Everything they do is just bouncing off of each other. And even if they mess up, it just, each of them are so in tune with each other that they just warp the sound to fit with the mistake rather than simply just moving on. They make it part of what the song is, and I think that's awesome. I saw their set at Real Love Summerfest. It was definitely my favorite of the weekend, aside from Sour Widows. I think I would rank them first, because I just haven't seen them before, and this is my second time seeing TARP. But TARP was really, really good. I strongly suggest coming to their release show on the 29th. French Class is playing. French Class is awesome. Saw their tweener sets at Real Love, and they are just always a good, fun, electric time. And our friend Oscar, a little bit shoegaze, a little bit indie, moving with the desolate noise of Manitoba to make desolate noise themselves. And again, they're one of my favorite local bands coming up in the scene. I've seen them about four times, and if you go to that show, there might be a little surprise. All I'm going to say is I'm going to be at that show. That's what we got coming up so far. Rainbow Trout is happening next weekend. Good out-of-town bands. Lug is a postman from Toronto that's headlining that I'm really sad I'm going to miss. But anyone who is listening who is going to Rainbow Trout, absolutely go see them. I think they're playing at 11:40 Saturday night on the main stage, but tickets sold out in 24 hours, so just couldn't make it this year. Maybe if I play it, I'll get the chance to go. I think that's looking more likely than buying a ticket. Up next, we have Animal Teeth, a Winnipeg band that has since broken up because members have moved away as life goes on, but I got recommended this album by a friend, and it's just fantastic. I can see why they were such heavy hitters in the early to the middle 2010s. It's indie, but they incorporate folk, they incorporate jazz. It's a beautiful record, and I'm going to play the song Dad's Song off of that. And then Ombigaze is up next with the song Cherry Coke. And then we have DHID with I Feel It, Then It Goes Away. Again, you guys are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. I am Desmond Young, and you are listening to Whatever Gaze. I hope you guys are enjoying this set so far. Write it up. I believe there's a comment section on ZQW if you have any complaints, comments, concerns. Feel free to put it there. I will read them. But up next, we have the local legends. I think everyone talks about them like they're legends, who was in that scene at the time. So this is the song, Dad's Song. Enjoy, you guys. Thank you. And that was D-H-I-D, or Daniel Hurstcroft Is Dead, with the song I Feel It, and then It Goes Away off of the album I Fell Through. One of my favorite local acts. I think it's definitely a underrated local band. They just played their last show for a while, not broken up. I think they are just in the process of running and recording with Ultra Mega and Claire Theresa the Lockdown at Side Stage. And if you weren't there, that was one of the more fun local bills that I have been to. It was a good time. Before that, we heard Ombigaze with the song Cherry Coke off of the album Sewn Back Together, and then first in the set we had Animal Teeth with the titled Dad song. Ombigaze, an all-indigenous band that played at Folk Fest this year, who I saw, and as much as they were great, their kind of shoegaze and noise tone felt a little bit out of place for Folk Fest. I'm not saying I would love more experimental acts at Folk Fest, but they put them at like 11 a.m. in the morning on one of the smallest daytime stages, which I guess to be a more intimate vibe, but it didn't help that the sound guy didn't know what he was doing, mixing noise pedals and five musicians, one of whom was just fiddling with pedals. So the sound was not stellar, but I did like what they were playing, and it was a good time. The workshops they were a part of, though, were not awesome. They paired any artist basically that was not just traditional folk or rock or country with each other, and it just did not go well. I saw it was one with them, Camper Van Beethoven, and a sitar artist, I think, and it just, it was all over the place and not in the best way that those workshops should be. So hopefully next year there's a little bit more organizing that goes into hosting Folkfest workshops, because I think Umbigazé was a bit left out to dry with their, again, the sound mixing, their set times, and who they were partnered with in the workshops. It just didn't work out for them personally. However, amazing group. Members of Zune are a part of Umbigazé, so it's a little bit of a super group as well, and it's good. Up next, sorry, I say it's good, but it's very, very good. I do enjoy when Canadian bands put a little bit of noise in their shoegaze. That's why I'm excited for the new Living Hour album, because it's basically all noisy shoegaze, and I love when bands take that direction, mostly just because I like when music gets louder. Speaking of louder, we dipped a little bit in the tone of the set list, definitely went quieter. Hopefully it puts you guys to sleep, because this set is going to wake you up. First up, we have Johnny Thunder, famously of Johnny Thunder and the Heartbreakers. We're going to play the song Pipeline off the album Solo, and a really good instrumental track with guitars that just wind up and down the fretboards. And it gets me energized. It got me ready to go on a walk during the long weekend, which is... Long weekend was entertaining, certainly for me. I went camping Friday night, and someone lit my shirt on fire. So I have first and second degree burns all over my back, which is not, it's not great, but it isn't the end of the world either, because I'm still living, I'm still chilling, but burns hurt, man, burns hurt. And then Saturday night, I went to Stigmatism at Public Domain with Jug, Nuclear Man, Human Target, and Child Time. And that was one of the most fun shows I've been to. I got a contusion on my thumb again, which means I bruised my thumb all the way down to the bone. And I know it because I fell into a folding chair one year as a youth, and I did the same thing to my thumb. So I'm a man of many injuries this evening, it's just how it happens. Still a great set. We're gonna play one from Nuclear Man, one from Human Target, and one from Jug, to sort of round out the set list before I say goodbye with another long song of a favorite Canadian artist that I've discovered. That set was insane. Jug, the band Jug, or how they like to be called, We Are Jug, gets crazier every time I see them. At one point, the singer was so drunk that he just kept yelling into the microphone. He did this yesterday, because he did just play the night before, and he's like, I don't want to do this. I played this yesterday. And it was fantastic. At one point, the bass player had a ginormous shirt on, which was spray painted with Jug, and then the keyboard player got inside the shirt with the bass player, and the bass got stolen by a member of the audience during their final song, My Body's Doomed, which is what I'm going to play tonight. So if you ever have a chance to see Jug, definitely do it. They are the purest rock and roll band in the city. But first, Pipeline by Johnny Thunder off of the track So Alone. You're listening to Whatever Gaze. My name's Desmond Young, and the station is CKW 95.9 FM. closing off that little punk run, we have Jug with the song My Body's Doomed off of their Jug or Not EP, released in 2023. What a killer set of bands. In between Johnny Thunder and Nuclear Man, we had the band Mutant Strain with the song Crunch off of their 2023 album Murder of Crows. Mutant Strain is a band that I just discovered off of random Instagram punk pages, especially one with BIPOC Punk, I believe it's called, with the female vocalist. And they're just a chinfolk band from North Carolina that I think absolutely rip, and more people should know about them. So if you liked what you heard, definitely check out the album Murder of Crows, released in 2023 by the band Mutant Strain. I don't know too much about them, but God damn do I love that album. To close it off, we have the song Soul and Onward by the Canadian band Do Make Say Think, or as someone I know called them, the Canadian Explosions in the Sky, and that's how I got to checking them out. And they are very, very quite fantastic. They're a little bit more ambient than Explosions in the Sky, I think, but they still, I can see the comparison, but I believe that they are their own band, and I think this one I'm